What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Happy New Year, everyone! Got your resolutions firmly in hand? I've got some resources for your resolutions. Ready to read your work out loud to a real audience? Tomorrow afternoon, there's an open mic at Hey Sailor, 4 to 6 p.m. Poetry, memoir, fiction, essays, anything goes, but short pieces are encouraged so that plenty of voices get heard. There's no need to sign up in advance. Just show up in Searsport at Hey Sailor. Put your name on the list and read. That's happening tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Is that too soon for you? On Tuesday, January 6th at 7 p.m., you could head to the SAFA Schoolhouse, the Skudik Arts for All Schoolhouse in Winter Harbor. Their open mic night, the first Tuesday of every month, gives new artists, is that you? A chance to shine on stage. Musicians, songwriters, poets, performance artists, and more are encouraged to join. That's Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. More information, skudikartsforall.org. Do you feel like working in private a little bit longer? Maybe private, but in a supportive group? Deer Isle's Chase Emerson Memorial Library holds a writing group on the first and third Wednesdays of the month, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Participants wishing to share their work will do so during the first half of the meeting. The rest of the time will be used for writing. Need more information about this opportunity? DeerIsleLibrary.org. Wednesday's no good for you? Okay. Community Writers Group in Surrey meets on Thursday. This week, that's January 8th, 6 to 7:15 p.m. This group is open to writers of all levels and genres who are looking for encouragement, inspiration, and community. Each session includes time for introductions and check-ins, a short writing prompt to spark creativity, and opportunities for you to share your work in a supportive environment. The group also provides accountability, community, and a chance to connect with others to share a love of writing. Does that sound like you? If you need more information, surreygatherings.org. Would you rather read quietly and then talk about the book with like-minded folks? Over in Northeast Harbor at the library, they're reading and discussing The Frozen River, a novel by Ariel Lahon. Here's the book blurb. In 1789, Maine midwife and healer Martha Ballard, who's good at keeping secrets, investigates a murder linked to an alleged rape that has shaken her small town, especially when her diary lands at the center of the scandal, threatening to tear both her family and her community apart. The discussion of Frozen River will take place Wednesday, January 7th, 5 p.m. at Northeast Harbor Library in Mount Desert. Go to nehlibrary.org to register. Do you want to skip the part about talking about the book? Someone recently recommended Maine's own Lily King's latest, Heart the Lover. The book is both a sequel and a prequel to Writers and Lovers, her 2020 novel. Reading more books is a great resolution. There's also a potluck history happy hour in Northeast Harbor this week. That's right. Whether you're a master of historical trivia, a lifelong learner, or a novice know-it-all, you can join 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 6th at the Neighborhood House in Northeast Harbor for a special potluck history happy hour. Whose fun idea is this? The MDI Historical Society and Acadia Senior College. You'll find four rounds of trivia inspired by Mount Desert Island's people, history, and events. Prizes await the top team. More information? mdihistory.org. If that's too much peopling after the holidays, head over to the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville for the latest show entitled Black and White. 14 artists have explored a bare-bones palette of black and white media with drawing materials, paint, and fibers. The opening reception is today, 1 to 4 p.m., but the show will be up all month, so you really don't have to, people. Just check out the schedule at reversingfalls.org. Are you in denial that it's actually 2026 now? No worries. We'll be back next week with more resources for those resolutions that you make today. Our theme music is by Ross Gallagher, a bass player who grew up in East Blue Hill, Maine. This piece, Infinite Blues, is a cut from his recently released Neon Night. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?